Anchorage resident Teresa Gray just returned from volunteering in a refugee camp in Lesvos, Greece. Gray is a retired paramedic who was moved to volunteer for 3 weeks in January with a relief organization based in Ireland after she saw the tragic and widely circulated photograph of a small refugee boy who died and washed up on a beach. Gray had never assisted with an international relief effort before. She says the refugees who are fleeing Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq pay Turkish smugglers $1,500 a person to get to Lesvos. They are herded onto overloaded boats.
If they refuse to get on the boat, they're forced by gunpoint or they're beaten. And there, you will get on this boat. And I heard that story over and over and over again. We didn't want to get on the boat. We realized it wasn't safe. We tried not to get on the boat, but they were forced on the boat. The smugglers do not boat them over. The smugglers point and say, go that way. And they give them just barely enough gas in order to make that in these, you know, second, third hand engines that oftentimes don't continue running for the duration of the trip. It's only about 6 miles, but I say only. So if you've never been on the water, you're in an overcrowded dinghy, you don't have adequate life jacket on, you know, the sea, even on a calmest day, the sea, when you're in that loaded of a boat, starts to swamp the boat. And someone's driving who has never driven a boat before. By the time they get to shore, they're hypothermic, they're wet, they're cold, they're terrified, and often near death or already dead.
How many people were arriving daily?
In the month of January, unfortunately, was the deadliest month for crossing to date. So 368 people died trying to get to Greece from Turkey. In the month of January alone, in the time frame that I was there, 60 of those were below the age of 18. And in the month of January, about 62,000 people came through Greece. 62,000 people in 30 days. And if it was stormy, I was supposed to leave January 20th. January 18th and 19th, big storm. So we didn't have any boats that came. So I ended up extending my stay because I knew that they were backing up in Turkey, waiting for the water to clear to send people over. And the 21st and the 22nd, which was my birthday, we had 15, 20 boats just on our beach alone. And they come all over the shores of Greece because there's no specific landing point.
You wrote to me that you tried to listen to the stories of the refugees who came to Lesvos. Tell us what you heard from them.
I thought that it was important that they have a voice and that somebody listen to their story. And a lot of them are afraid that they're never going to complete the journey, that they're not going to make it to wherever it is that's safe for them. So they felt compelled. I heard heartbreaking stories. The man whose boat capsized and he lost all six of his children and his wife. They're all gone. He was the only survivor. He only came to protect them. And so his sense of guilt of not being able to protect them, putting them in the boat, you know, hoping that they would make it and they didn't. You know, the woman who, you know, lost her child for the same reason, the boat went down and then the child didn't survive and was never found. He was washed to sea. The 17-year-old that was sent over by himself because they had come and taken his father and then they took his brothers one by one and he doesn't know where they are and he doesn't know what happened to them. But his mother said to him, I can't wait for them to come take you. And she could only afford to send him. So she put him on a boat and sent him and she may never see him again. He may never see her again. But, you know, she wanted him to have whatever was on the other side because it was better than where they were.
What do you think or want the U.S. to do? And what should citizens do? What should people do to help?
I don't know what the answer is, but I know that when I'm standing on the beaches of Greece and I help a man off the boat who speaks English because he used to teach English, and I say to him, welcome. And he looked at me puzzled and he said, where am I? And I said, you're in Greece. And he said, they speak English here? And I said, no, I'm American. And he got this startled look on his face and he took a step backwards and he said, American? Why are you here? And I said, I'm here to help you. And he said, but you're afraid of me. And I said, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you. And he said, your government is. And I said, I think they probably are, and I'm sorry, but I'm not afraid of you. So today I'm here to help you. And he threw himself in my arms and started to cry and said, thank you, Mrs. Thank you. Thank you. You don't need to be afraid of me. You don't need to be afraid of me. I have 17-year-old boys saying to me, you're from Alaska? Alaska is very, very big. I can live in Alaska. I can live there. I could come and help. I'll be good. That's what he said to me. I'll be good. If you let me come to Alaska, I'll be good. I don't know what to say to that. What do I say? This child is pleading with me. I want to come to America. How come I can't come to America? I don't know. Kasim, I don't know why you can't come to America. I don't know what the answer is. I struggle with that.
Anchorage resident Teresa Gray is a retired paramedic who just returned from volunteering in a refugee camp in Lesvos, Greece. Photos and a longer version of this interview are at our website, alaskapublic.org.